USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of Americans dealing with a spring snowstorm. The storm dropping snow in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri while moving through Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan later today. Forecasters predicting that storm will continue to move east, dumping 3 to 6 inches of snow on the New England states. Texas Republican John Cornyn calling GOP efforts sensible moves to ensure free and fair elections. The title of the hearing, Jim Crow 2021, the latest assault on the right to vote, has Republican Congressman from Utah, Burgess Owens, upset.
It's disgusting and offensive to compare the actual voter suppression and violence of that era that we grew up in with a state law that only asked that people show their ID.
Breaking news out of Minneapolis, where the jury has reached a verdict in the Derek Chauvin trial that's set to be read at 5 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden is discussing his phone call with George Floyd's family. Biden saying he can only imagine the pressure and the anxiety his loved ones are feeling. Biden calling the Floyds a good family and said that all they would like is peace and tranquility. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm owns up to $5 million in the electric battery and vehicle manufacturer President Joe Biden is promoting as part of his push for a $1.9 trillion infrastructure bill. Biden paying a virtual visit to the electric battery producer Proterra. Proterra is the main supplier of electric vehicles. In the president's infrastructure package, $174 billion of investment in the electric vehicle market calls for the replacement of 50,000 diesel transit vehicles. The White House confirming that Granholm still holds stock in Proterra, but says she played no role in planning the president's visit. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis cracking down on rioters in his state.
Governor Ron DeSantis, the Republican from Florida, signed a bill into law Monday that aims to protect citizens from violence and property damage stemming from riots.
There should be a movement to defund law enforcement. If a local government were to do that, that would be catastrophic and have terrible consequences for their citizens. And so this bill actually prevents against local governments defunding law enforcement.
The new law ensures swifter penalties by anyone intentionally blocking highways.
We also have penalties for people that commandeer highways, which we saw in other parts of the country. They start to do that, there needs to be swift penalties, and that's something that just cannot happen.
Citizens that are harmed or lose property in Florida can now sue cities and counties that fail to allow the police to uphold the law. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott says things have not improved on the southern border in the month since he and other Republicans visited. Vice President Kamala Harris has been put in charge, but Scott says she doesn't want to fix anything.
She believes in open borders. She believes in decriminalizing illegal border crossings. She wants American taxpayers to pay for health care for illegal immigrants, which all sounds really nice. We just don't have enough money. We're in unbelievable deficits right now in this country.
Scott's comments courtesy of NBC's Today Show. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.